Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. Been covering the 49ers for, I'd say, upwards of two decades. That's 20 years for those of you scoring at home. Hey, Cam, what's going on?
Still waiting to see my first Super Bowl victory, Matt.
Wow, I feel for you. I mean, how do you make it through year to year?
Although, you know, growing up in the Bay Area, I mean, I saw those victories. Those were my formative years growing up in Cupertino, watching Joe Montana and the gang going from in the early 80s, winning their Super Bowls. And then I think at the same time, I liked the Raiders, too. I was the perfect Bay Area front-running bandwagon fan. Whoever was winning, and it didn't even have to be the Bay Area, it'd be like the Reds, the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Padres. I'm trying to remember all the hats I made my mom buy me because I liked everybody.
Hey, can we get you to call in on another line, Cam?
Oh, is it bad?
Yeah. It's I'd say it's a C minus.
Let's get Comcast over here. All right, call me on my cell. I'll be right there.
All right, thanks, Cam Inman.
Wow,
Cam Inman following up Dana Stubblefield. Dana Stubblefield just out of nowhere called us up and talked some 49er football. So here you go. There's the invitation. Montana.
How you feel about Cam?
Joe Montana, you want to call? We'll take your call.
Or Jimmy G.
I'm a Pennsylvania guy, Joe, so, you know, you want to do it. I also like John Taylor. John Taylor, I'd like to call in.
Look at this guy.
For
Vontae
sure.
I've seen him in the restroom.
And I like
John
Brent
Taylor.
Jones.
I wrote
I'd
a
like
John Taylor
Brent
jersey
Jones.
Last week. I had a John Taylor jersey.
Brent Jones, we know you're out there listening. So,
Jerry Rice. Well, he calls in.
Come on in and
Carmen Policy joined us on a pregame show. He listens all the time.
Indeed.
He loves us.
Hey, Cam, how much of Saturday's game and the 49ers running the ball so much do you think was based on the fact that Minnesota couldn't stop it or, you know what, let's take a little pressure off Jimmy Garoppolo in his first playoff game?
Well, I think it was probably more of the let's keep running it over and over again because it's working and we don't need to risk turning it over or getting our quarterback hurt. You know, he threw the interception early in the second half, and I don't think people were too high on it. But I don't think that's why they shut it down. I mean, he was 3 of 6 passing after halftime because they didn't need him to pass. They just needed to chew the ball or chew the clock, run the ball. The fact that they ran it 47 times is astounding. And if you can do that on any club, they're going to do it. So, and they did it with Tevin Coleman, a guy that hadn't been running that much. So he was fresh. And now Raheem Mostert and Matt Breida are fresh too, in case Coleman's a little bit tired coming Sunday. But I don't think he will be. I mean, his style also like suited that game a little bit more, where they were a little bit more physical and kind of running between the tackles more, especially near the goal line.
Hey, Cam, we're talking about the quarterback position for the Niners, and I'm telling the fellas, and I believe this to the core, that if Jimmy's name was Tony, it wouldn't matter. The fact that Joe Montana, Steve Young were so successful, they both won the Super Bowl, it's almost unfair to any Niner quarterback that would be in this position. And that's why people are dissecting Jimmy's performance through those lenses.
Well, I don't think I'd use the word unfair. I think it's just that's the standard that's set, and it's a great standard. And I don't think it's a negative thing, you know. And I look back to when Aaron Rodgers got drafted by the Packers when we were back in the 2005 draft in New York, and I asked him and I said, wow, you know, you're going to Green Bay. You're going to have to follow a Hall of Famer in Brett Favre. And he goes, well, Steve Young did it behind Joe Montana. And it's just a competitive quarterback that thinks he's at such a high level. That's a good goal to shoot for rather than a curse. And I've never sensed that Jimmy Garoppolo has been afraid of falling in that legacy. Same with Jeff Garcia when he came through it. So obviously, there's been a lot of quarterbacks over the last 20 years with the 49ers. And Jimmy's right up there. I mean, he's playing well, and we're going to get a kick out of this week because he didn't have to pass much last week. So now all the national skeptics are back out saying, can Garoppolo win the big one? Well, if he gets involved in a shootout, I'll just refer everybody back to December 8th in New Orleans when he was in a shootout with Drew Brees and won it.
Thank you, Cam, for that one, because that's all I've been saying.
Hello?
If you need him to win in the shootout, he can do that. If you need him to hand the ball off 47 times, he can do that. There's nothing wrong with that. Demoralizing a football team by ramming it down their throats, which I was shocked by, Cam, looking at that Minnesota defense and Mike Zimmer on that sideline. I thought it was going to be a tough and physical game. I thought it would be one in the trenches, but, man, I'd be lying if I said I thought they'd run the ball 47 times for 186 yards and Tevin Coleman ran for 5 yards a clip. That's insane to me.
It is, and I'm really curious to see what goes on Sunday against Green Bay, because the way they throttled Green Bay here 2 months ago, that was just a beatdown, and it started really fast, and they just kept the pedal down, and they haven't really had the opportunity to do that much this season. So is Green Bay able to rebound that much? And I know Kyle Shanahan said yesterday, look, that game means nothing. It's a rematch, and the 49ers can't underestimate the Packers, which is great and all, but I look at this matchup, the Niners should dominate all around just once again.
Yeah, that's kind of what it feels like to me a little bit, Cam, too. I want to ask you a little bit about Tevin Coleman, and I've asked this question of a couple of our guests. He had 22 carries in the five games leading up to Saturday. He had 22 carries Saturday. Yeah. Is there any way anybody could have seen that coming? And I'm going to even include Kyle Shanahan in that. What I mean?
I do, and I'll say no. And the reason is the factors that played out during the game. Okay, because what had happened was this was Shanahan's plan: was you give Breida the start, the first carry is like a symbolic gesture, almost whatever it is, to get the defense and the fans thinking whatever. But then the goal was to give Mostert most of the carries and mix in Coleman. But the problem was Mostert had a calf cramp. And so they put Coleman in for let him play the next series, and he played well. Said, all right, let's keep it going, keep him in another series, played well. So they just kept that going. And rather than, like, push Mostert's calf, and, you know, Mostert had blazed down the field to recover that muffed punt, which is, you know, that was his bread and butter into the NFL, the special teams gunner. So that's how it shook out. I mean, it's the whole season it's been running back roulette. You don't know which guy is going to be the superstar. When they plugged in Jeff Wilson, this guy runs for two touchdowns in back-to-back games and disappears because they don't need him, because they have such wealth running back, and they can rotate whichever guys they want in there. And whichever ones that have worked on specialized routes maybe or rushing assignments, you know, things like that, that's part of the game plan that Shanahan knows best.
Cam, we saw the sack rate when Dee Ford was on the field for this Niner defense. He comes back and they get six. You see him lined up on the same side as Bosa, and I'm telling Bonte and Steiny, good Lord. I guess my question is, I know it's Tuesday, do you see any – what's your gut tell you about this game? Because I'm trying to see a scenario to where Rodgers could put Green Bay on its back and make it competitive, but I don't see anything like that. How do you feel about this matchup?
I feel that I want as much as the pass rush is going to be there. Okay, it's not like the Packers magically got better offensive linemen, and the Niners instead they got healthier on the defensive line. They're going after Rodgers. He's going to be rolling out of the pocket. And he's going to be looking for his guys. So what the Niners have to do, they have to blanket. Who's the wide receiver? Why is his name forgetting my name? Devontae
Adams.
Yeah, Devontae Adams out of Palo Alto. They need to suffocate him and not let him win the game like he did last game against Seattle. They did that a pretty good job on Devontae Adams 2 months ago, so I think they need to do that again. And they just have to be wary that Rodgers can do this. He's going to have a big chip on his shoulder to win this game. Matt LaFleur wants to beat Kyle Shanahan, the guy that brought him into the league with the Texans like 12 years ago or whatever it was. There's a lot of crossovers here with these teams, and obviously, there's a lot of 49er Packer history over the last 20 years, too.
Yeah, Cam, Devontae Adams, seven catches, 43 yards last time out against the 49ers. I think they can't replicate that because I don't have trust in their supporting cast with Lazard or Geronimo Allison. But this is about the defense to me. The front four. Now they add D4 back against the Packers, who didn't play last time against the Packers. I just don't see how Aaron Rodgers will have time to throw the football, and I don't see how the Packers can run the football against this front with Aaron Jones. I know he's special at 20 touchdowns, but this defense looks like it's clicking on all cylinders, and they're healthy now, Cam.
Yeah, I think they are. They're going to – I still think that run defense, like the Niners, as much as pride they've taken the pass defense and the pass rush, they all know it starts with the run defense, and that's last week against they had to stop Dalvin Cook, and they totally stopped him. I think 9 carries, 18 yards. And Jones is a really good running back for Green Bay, but it's the same thing. If you stop him, then you're going to make Aaron Rodgers throw the ball, and then you get after Aaron Rodgers. It's kind of simple formula, but so that's where you just hope the turnovers don't come into play on the 49ers side or a bad officiating call, which you know the NFL is prone to do here in big games, NFC championship games, correct? So that's another thing to keep in mind.
Cam, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And, you know, I guess I hope you get to Miami this year.
See you Sunday, Cam.
Oh, but you need a win, too, not just to get to Miami.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to go to Miami unless there's a Super Bowl involved. I had enough Florida earlier this year when the Niners had their
Oh, that's right. You were down there for a couple weeks. That's right. All right.
We were down there for like a week outside of Bradenton, which is actually pretty nice. I wouldn't mind going back to that. But, yeah.
South Beach, Miami, Cam.
All right, Cam, thanks so much. Appreciate it, man.
Pack the shorts.